Every once in a while, a revolutionary product comes along that changes everything, he began. He referred to two earlier examples, the original Macintosh, which changed the whole computer industry, and the first iPod, which changed the entire music industry. Then he carefully built up to the product he was about to launch. Today, we're introducing three revolutionary products of this class. The first one is a widescreen iPod with touch controls. The second is a revolutionary mobile phone. And the third is a breakthrough internet communications device. He repeated the list for emphasis, then asked, "Are you getting it? These are not three separate devices. This is one device, and we are calling it iPhone." When the iPhone went on sale 5 months later at the end of June 2007, Jobs and his wife walked to the Apple store in Palo Alto to take in the excitement. Since he often did that on the day new products went on sale, there were some fans hanging out in anticipation, and they greeted him as they would have Moses if he had walked in to buy the Bible. Among the faithful were Hertzfeld and Atkinson. "Bill stayed in line all night," Hertzfeld said. Jobs waved his arms and started laughing. "I send him one," he said. Hertzfeld replied, "He needs six."